Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I'm your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I help people to step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. So if that is something that is interesting to you, I also offer for first-timers a free 20-minute discovery session, which is all about you and letting go of whatever it is that you need to let go of in that moment. If you are interested in that, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com and click on any of the bright green Schedule Now buttons and then book your discovery session. This is not putting you on a mailing list. You're not going to have to buy anything. I'm not going to try to sell you anything. We will spend the entire time focusing on you, on what it is that you need to be aware of to create the life that you truly want to live. So that's why I do what I do, because it's all about opening up and understanding and being of service, because we're actually happiest when we're of service, especially when we're of service based in that unconditional love and that unconditional love that we have for ourselves, which takes us out of those beliefs that there's not enough, that we need to fight, we need to struggle, we need to figure everything out. I can laugh about all of that now because I finally reached a point where I realized how ridiculous it is. But there were times in my life when I thought I needed to fight, I needed to struggle, I needed to figure everything out. And now I'm at a different point in my life, a point where I realize that I'm not alone, that God is actually working with me, and God is creating what I desire as long as I'm allowing myself that it's okay for me to desire something, and it's okay for me to receive it. Oh, we have all of these limitations that have built into us all of these years. But that's just the way it is, and that's all just part of our evolution. Okay, so I have a question in the chat room. I have a friend wondering why he is mad at me, won't talk to me, won't see me. All right, let's see what guidance has to say about this. Okay, the first thing I'm getting is don't push. Give them the space to be. Don't make it a problem. And that's a really strong don't make it a problem. All right, I'm just going to allow this divine being to flow and say whatever it is they need to say. So here goes. Beloved, everything happens for a reason, but you don't always know what that reason is, and you don't need to. It's not something that you need to figure out. You don't need to analyze everybody else's behavior. You don't even need to analyze yourself. Give them the space that they need. Just let it go. And we do mean let it go. Even if this person never talks to you again in this lifetime, let it go. Because you're sitting and wondering and worrying is only keeping you from enjoying your life, from moving forward on your path, from recognizing who you are. Most of the times you will find that the reason why people are doing the things that they're doing that you have imagined is all centered around you has nothing to do with you or very little to do with you. It's about them. It's about something they are thinking, they are feeling. It's not about you. So don't make it about you. And don't make your life all about them. You know who you are. You may not consciously know it yet, but you do know who you are. Each of you knows who you are. This doesn't sound like the truth to you. It is the truth. You just haven't accepted it yet. Look at what it is you really want to create in your life. And please, don't make that creation about any particular person, because it's not some particular person who's going to make your life perfect. It's you. It's how you feel about you. It's how open you are to accepting that you are not alone. So you really don't have to have all of the answers, because you have all of the answers through your connection with the Creator. The Creator knows everything. And all of that information is available to you. But you have to recognize that connection and allow the information to flow to you. And it's not all going to flow to you at once. You're not going to wake up tomorrow and know every single thing that is happening in every universe in existence. You don't need to. It would be like you knowing everything that it's possible to know that is in your computer. Why would you do that? You have the computer. You can simply ask your question and get the answer there. It is the same way with your connection with the Creator. You ask the question that you have in that moment, and you get your answer. God is always listening. That connection is always there. It's not like your modem. It never goes out. So ask what it is that you want to know. And know that when you are asking about things that are concerning you, your evolution, and your life, you will get the answer. When you are asking about other people and their lives and their situations, the answer you get will probably be something different than what you expect, because you will only be told what you need to know as it applies to you. You will not be told how to fix them, how to change their lives. That's not your job. You are here for you. The most important person in your life is you. And you are never alone. You are one with the Creator, which basically means you're one with everything and everyone. But let your focus be on you, on learning to love and accept you. That's what changes your life, brings you understanding about the situation. Just let it go. Just let go. Okay, that's what they wanted to say to you. And if that brought you some clarity, wonderful. If it raised questions, then ask. And we'll see what they want to say about it. Okay, this is bringing all this stuff up in my head. So give me a second to find out what it is I'm supposed to say about it. There are relationships in my own life that have changed, and I don't really understand what is going on with them. And so I asked my guidance, you know, why is this happening? What do I need to do? Blah, blah, blah. And what they usually tell me is, don't worry about it. Let go. Just live your life. Do the things that are important to you. Do what you are here for. And eventually this will all be resolved and you will have a deeper understanding. But until that happens, don't waste your time, because it's not time for you to know. So that's what they tell me, and it looks like that's what they're telling you. So, okay. You type some stuff in there. Let's say, I know that can change him. I just moved back home. As long, happy to see me. Okay, so I'm assuming that you just moved back home and this person is part of your life. You guys got together and then he just stepped out of your life. And you're trying to figure out why. And if that's not what you're telling me, then please clarify, because I apparently am not getting it if that's not it. And your guidance is telling you that it is not your job to help him change, just like it's not his job to help you change. You can change you simply based on whatever it is you decide about the situation. He doesn't actually have to be an active part in order for that change to be. So stop trying to drag him in for your resolution. Let him be. Let him be whatever it is that he is meant to be. You can learn lessons whether he's there or not. One of the lessons you might be needing to learn out of all of this is to let go. And if so, then, and they keep saying, let go. So you might want to look at that letting go. Because apparently that's something that you are learning from this, how to just let go. We make things important that are not important. And they're not telling me that you need to do anything to change him or save him or anything about him. They're just saying it's time for you to let go. Okay, and that's all I'm getting about it. So if there's anything else, then type it up. Otherwise, we will move on to our caller. And apparently this is a private or a Skype line, because all I see is 1111111111. Hi. Who is this?
Oh, this is Akanksha.
Hi. What did you say your name was?
I spoke Akanksha.
Okay. And what can I do for you today?
Oh, I had spoken to you a while ago, and I told you about one trip to Italy, which you told me I should take, and I did not want to take it then. If you remember.
I do remember that, yeah, we talked about you going to Italy, and I saw you having an absolutely wonderful time there.
I did. So thank you.
Well, good. Wonderful.
Yes.
So what's going on now?
I'm back now. So I'm still looking for the job in London. So that is still on. But yes.
Okay.
But I did
and
have.
Again, the first thing I'm getting for you is let it go. I'm not really sure.
I know. I
what
heard
exactly?
The message.
Yeah. Like, this has become your focus, and that was why you were going to Italy, to just let go and live and have fun and breathe. And they're saying that even though you're back home, it's still important for you to let go and have fun and breathe and do what feels right in your heart.
Yes.
And they want you to know that you do have your wonderful team of angels. They are working on this situation. They really are. They haven't forgotten about it. So you don't need to worry about it at all. You don't need to be concerned about it at all. They're taking care of you. So trust
them. So do they want
me
to do something else? Like, I don't know, put out the word again or something of that sort?
They're saying that what you need to do right now is to just relax, have fun, live your life, you know, have the interactions that you need to have with the people that you know, to follow your heart. That's what's most important for you. Follow your heart, not your brain, your heart.
Okay.
So they're telling you that you are feeling certain things. They're not telling me exactly what you feel because that's not really my business, but they're saying that you are feeling what is right for you. In each moment, they are guiding you. Trust those feelings. Trust what your heart is telling you.
Okay.
And there are going to be some surprising outcomes. Good surprising, not bad surprising. And you'll be happy about it. It is all coming to pass. So just stay on your path. Take the steps that feel right to you. Know that you are being guided. And they're just saying that everything's going to be wonderfully well. And they're still showing me you in London. So
yes.
You're going to get there.
I only went to Italy because you told me to. So thank you. It was really good.
Well, I'm glad you did listen and you went and you had a good time.
Yes.
So apparently that was something that you needed so that you could know that everything really can work out okay. And they are saying it is all going to work out fine. Just not the way you expect, which is usually how they work. They don't ever do what we expect them to do. They're like, okay, you trust, which means that you don't have any say in this. You've given it to us. We know what you want, and we're going to make it happen. And we have all of these resources that you don't even know about. So just trust. Follow your heart.
Right. Yes. Also, there is another question. It is nothing to my career, but there's a crystal called green aphrodite. I saw it somewhere. I'm very attracted to it. Should I get it? Do you have an answer on that?
If it feels like something that is calling to you, that's the only time when I buy crystals or pick up anything, really. Some of them call to me, and when they do, I answer the call. If it's not calling to me, then I don't even pay attention to it. So if it's calling to you, then hold it and see what it's saying or feel the energy of it. Make sure that you get the right one because different stones, even of the same type, have different feels to them. So make sure that you get the one that really is calling to you.
It felt really great. It actually belongs to one of my friends, and I just really liked it. But I don't know. When I came back, I've been thinking a lot about it for some reason. The crystal is not really my thing, but I was really drawn to it.
Sometimes you just need to hold them for a while. There are some crystals that when I got them, I carried them. Actually, I stuck them in my bra and carried them with me for days. And then after a while, it was like, I don't need this anymore, and set it aside. So sometimes it's just something that needs to be in your life for a little while. And sometimes it's something that needs to be there for longer. So just do what feels right. And if it wants to go with you, just take it with you. And when it's finished with you, it'll let you know. You can just set it aside or give it to someone or whatever it tells you to do with it.
Oh, okay. Yes.
It's like, you know, sometimes you hear a song in your head and that song keeps playing over and over. And when you actually go and listen to it, and sometimes you have to listen to it several times, then you can feel things moving in you. It's the same way with the crystals. It's whatever you need that is coming to you.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
You are welcome. So maybe you're supposed to sit and relax with the crystal. Who knows?
Yes, that could be.
Yeah. I've also meditated with crystals, and that sometimes is amazing, the things that come up. So they can be very beneficial. So if it's calling to you, mm-hmm. answer the call.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And let me know when you finally get to London.
Yes.
You're still showing me you in London, walking down some busy little street with little shops and stuff, and you're chatting with someone, and you're just having a wonderful time. So you're still going.
Is that someone cute?
It's another woman.
Oh, okay. That's
She's not an ugly woman, so, you know. Who knows? Maybe you're going to meet some guys.
Yes.
Okay, so trust in your heart, okay, sweetie?
Yes, I will do that. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Now I had some responses in the chat room. Cool, that means we won't talk. That's funny when I'm at what Carl just said. I mean, that's where I'm at in Europe. Oh, in Italy. Okay. That is funny. Okay, so apparently the theme for today is let it go. So if there's anything that anyone is worrying about, just let it go. All right, so if you are a caller in the queue and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 to raise your hand. And if you are logged into the chat room and you have a question, feel free to type it and I will respond. All right, so let me see what they want to say about being. Oh, so when we talk about being, it is the state of being. Being does not require that you do anything. It's about being. Some of you are being in the energy that says, oh my gosh, everything is horrible. My life is chaos. It is turmoil. It is always having all of these problems and all of these issues. That is what you are being. You are being problems. You are being chaos. You are being issues. And that is what you are creating in your life. Because what you are being is what the Creator creates for you. Because you are connected with the Creator. You are always connected with the Creator. You are always transmitting, communicating your thoughts, your desires, your fears, whatever it is that is going through your mind, the Creator is receiving. Prayer is not just something you do when you take the moment out and you say, God, please. Every thought that you have, the Creator knows, because that connection is always there. You have experienced people who are in the state of being that is peaceful, that is serene, that is loving, that is laughter. That is the being that they are choosing. What being are you choosing? And if you're not sure, look around you. Look at your life. Look at the things in your life, the people in your life. Are you always having all of this drama and trauma with everyone you know? And you are in a state of being that is attracting that, because like attracts like. So it's not them that is the problem. if your state of being does not match what you actually want to experience, then make a different choose to be loving and peaceful. Choose to recognize that you deserve to have what you desire. Do not make your life about the past, which is over and done with, and you can't change it anyway. Stop trying to live there. You don't need to. Be in the now. Who are you being right now? Right this very moment. What are you feeling? What are you feeling? That is who you are being. So take the time to notice. No matter how busy your life is, you should always have time for you. So just take a little time and notice who you are being. And make the changes that are going to allow you to attract whatever it is you truly desire into your life. And if you are attracting those things that you do not want, then stop. Change who you are being. Change the energy around you. And as always, you can do that with that simple prayer that Barbara Grace has taught you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. And that's all you need to say. And that changes your state of being. Remember to keep things simple. Don't complicate them. Don't think that you have to do this, that, and the other, and you have to follow this ritual and say these precise words and turn three times in this direction and three times in that direction. Those are just rituals that people take on. They take on rituals because they like to complicate things. Just say that you are letting go. That's all that prayer is about. It's letting go. So much in life is just about letting go. And that feels so much better. Okay. Now, got my eyes open again. It's interesting to me, my own state of being. Like when I'm doing these shows, my state of being is different than when I'm not. Because when I'm doing the shows, I go into being of service. And I let go of everything. I'm not sitting here wondering and worrying about anything in my life. I don't even think about the things in my life while I'm doing this. Because I am simply kind of an open conduit for the love and the wisdom that is flowing to you. Because that's what's important right now. I am being of service, and that's it. And then when I'm not doing a show or not dealing with a client, I go back to being me. And of course, being me means that I still have whatever the issues are that I need to let go of, because I'm learning just like you. I'm evolving just like you. And I'm being guided just like you are. And I'm learning to trust just like you are. Now, I may be at a different stage in my evolution than you are at yours, but it's really not a comparison, because you are exactly where you need to be. And I'm exactly where I need to be. And we are all learning as we are growing and evolving and recognizing who we truly are, who we are at the core of our being. That understanding that you are not just a body, you are not just a mind, you are not just thoughts. You are so much more. Because there is a part of you that is always observing you, observing your thoughts, observing your feelings. So you know that there's more to you. There was nothing more than just those thoughts. How would you observe those thoughts? But it's coming to that realization that you are more, and allowing that, that has such a profound impact on your life. So I've been reading this book, and it's Hold on, and I will tell you the name of the book. The book is Three Magic Words by Uel S. Anderson. That's U-E-L-L. That's his first name, S. Anderson. And this book, it's not a new book. It was actually written in the 1970s. I think it was 1977 when this book came out. So this book has been around for a while, and I was guided to it through someone that I know, and I've been reading this book. This is an interesting book because it is all about who we really are, about the truth of who we really are, that we are not just these bodies, we are not just these minds, we are so much more, and opening up to that truth and opening up to that understanding of who you are being. And it's brought up a bunch of stuff for me, you know, as a result of reading this book. And if any of you feel like this is something that you want to look into, then I advise you to read this book. I got the Kindle edition. It was less than $2. So if you want to spend like $2 and find out more about yourself or open up that discovery of you, then this book is one of those ways that you can do that. We are always guided to our next step. We are always guided to our next step. We don't always take the next step that we are guided to because sometimes we are kind of stubborn and resistant, and that's just fine. But we are always guided to the next step. And this is true of every one of us. You don't have to be someone special to get this kind of guidance. That's why you have your team, your guides, your angels who work with you and who are always working with you. They are there for you. And sometimes this is difficult for us to accept, but it's true. So ask your questions. Ask them at night before you go to sleep. Ask them before a meditation. Ask them whenever it feels like you can take the time out to devote to you and ask the questions. You will always get an answer. You may not recognize the answer, but you will get an answer. And you will get the answer over and over until you actually get the answer. And for some of us, that takes a long time. I can remember there was a time in my life when it would take days, months, maybe years for me to actually accept, hey, I got the answer. And that's because we have expectations about what that answer is going to look like and exactly how it's going to come. It's when we let go of those expectations that we can actually experience things more quickly and more easily. So remember that. If you are asking a lot of questions, you are actually getting the answers. Now I start getting the answer before I've even finished asking the question. And I realized that that was always happening, but I wasn't tuned in enough to recognize it. So look at who you are being. Look at the way your life is working or not working, whether or not it's flowing. All of that is determined by who you are being. It's not a matter of the economy or the government or who's going to be elected president or anything like that. It's your life. It's your choices. And it's about you. So who are you being? And does that bring you what you're looking for? And if it doesn't, what choices do you need to change? Because you do have the power to create your experience. And it's important for you to remember that. Okay, so if you are in the queue and you have a question, don't forget to press 1 so it puts that lovely little symbol on my dashboard. And if you are logged into the chat room and you have a question, just type away and I will answer it. My eyes are now open so I can see. So this is your opportunity to actually ask the questions that you have. It's funny to me how often we don't ask. We have this one part of the church services that I go to at the UU church, and it's called Joys and Concerns, and there's this glass vase thing that's filled with stones and water. Then there's a little dish sitting off to the side filled with stones. And you come up and you pick up a stone and you say whatever your joy or concern is and you put it in the water. So it's a way of releasing your joy, concern out into the world. And I've been going to this particular church for a little over a year now. And I have yet to get up there and actually do the joys and concern, even though I have that opportunity every week. And most weeks I can actually think of something that I could, you know, get up there, talk about, put my stone in, but I don't do it. And I'm not really sure why I don't do it, but I don't do it. So I recognize that there are times when you have something on your mind that you want to share, that you want to express, but for whatever reason, you just don't do it. So I'm encouraging you now not to be like me. Don't just sit there and wallow in whatever it is that's going on in your life. You have a question, ask. This is your time for getting the answers. So if there's something that you want to know, something that you want to understand, something that is tugging at your heart, then ask. This is your opportunity for getting the answers that you are looking for. So don't let it pass you by. And I'm not sure who I was saying that for, but apparently there's somebody who's out there that needed to hear that. So you've heard it now. So ask your question. Okay, I have a question now in the chat room. And this is Lisa. Why am I in the same perpetual loop of the same life like Groundhog Day? Because you're not learning what it is that you need to learn to move forward in your life. I hear that you are actually resisting change. Why are you resisting change? What is it that you're afraid of, Lisa? What is it? Okay, they're showing me this image, and it's like you are on one side of this big wall. And on the other side of this wall, it's actually quite beautiful and peaceful, and there's all this wonderful stuff there. But you're on the other side of that wall, and you are terrified of going to the other side of that wall. And I don't see any problems on that other side of that wall, so I'm not sure why you don't want to move forward to let that wall go. It's like that wall is protecting you, but what it's protecting you from, well, it's not actually protecting you from anything. You put it there because you're afraid. And so you see that wall as your protection, but that wall is actually a sign of your fear. So ask yourself, what am I afraid of? Why do I need that wall? And apparently this is something that your guidance says is really important for you to get. So type in your answer and we'll see. Perhaps fear because every time something good happens, the shoe drops. So you believe that every good has a bad. And that is one of the things that we're taught, especially, you know, when we look at polarity. For everything good that happens, there has to be a bad in order for there to be balance, which actually isn't true because there's always balance. It doesn't have to be something in your life that balances what happens in your life. Balance is more universal. And so what balances doesn't actually have to be yours. They want you to understand that you really do get to make your choices. And if you choose to be afraid, then that is what you are attracting into your life, and that is what you are experiencing, and that is what you will continue to experience until you change what you are attracting. So if you let the fear, then you have freedom. And then you can let that wall dissolve, and you can move forward on your path. There's a bunch of stuff also about the whole idea of good and bad. That's a very regimented way of living your life. And letting go of that will actually give you even more freedom, even more flow in your life. Because it's not something bad has to happen every time something good has to happen. That's not true. Unless, of course, you believe it's true, and then for you it will be true. But it's not universal truth. You are not going to be punished ever for something good. There's no need for you to be. And you can experience one good thing after another good thing after another good thing after another good thing, and nothing bad ever has to happen. That requires a shift in your thinking, in your believing, and in your allowing in your life. And once you make that shift, then you no longer have to be in that cycle that you're in now, and you can actually allow your life to move forward. And that's what your guidance wants you to really understand about all of this. You don't have to wait for that other shoe to drop. That other shoe doesn't ever have to drop. You can experience good, and then more 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 good. And there's not another shoe. Okay. So let me go back and read what you wrote because I had my eyes closed. Okay. I am starting a business, but I have no idea where I will get the money from. Do you see how I'm going to get the money? Okay, so when it comes to getting money for whatever it is that you're doing, this again is part of that trust. When we recognize that we are not alone, that it is not just us doing something, because we have that connection with the Creator that is never ending. We let the Creator know what it is we desire. Tell the Creator, okay, I'm starting this business. I need this, 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 and this, whether it's money or equipment or whatever it is that you need. I need for these things to come into my life. And you let it go. And you allow the Creator to bring you what you need in whatever way the Creator sees is for your highest good. You are not going to know where it's going to come from. You're not supposed to. This is about trust. This is about your faith. This is about knowing that you are not alone and that everything you desire comes to you if you allow it to. So it's about getting out of your own way. Or can you ask my angels? I'm looking for a job and haven't had any luck and my money is low, but I want to start my business. How do I shift? Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of work now, a little bit of the divine infinity healing clearing on letting go. Letting go so that you can be successful. You can be successful now. Even though there's no proof to show that you're a success at anything, you can still be successful because you don't have to have the proof in order to be in the energy. So I'm going to ask the question, and at the end of the question, I will say if you're willing to accept this shift, say yes, and I will know whether or not your soul is saying yes. And you can type yes if you are willing to accept it, and this will work on anybody who decides to say yes. It's not just limited to Lisa, because God doesn't limit things. People limit things. Okay, here we go. Would you like a divine infinity healing for letting go? this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of those little knots and curls and contracted energy that say you can't let go. You're not supposed to let go. You need to be afraid. Fear is important. Fear keeps you safe. You have to have fear in your life. And it's with the understanding that you recognize that there was a time in your life when you accepted these dark little contracted energies and believed that they were supposed to be a part of your life. But now you have reached a point where you realize that that is not true. And you are ready to let them go. Because this is your life you are creating here. This is your success. This is you doing what your heart is calling out for you to do, to be of service to the world. This is understanding the truth of who you are. And so this divine infinity healing energy is going to find all of these little hard and contracted knots of energy or any kind of energetic attachments that are on you that are not for your highest good. And they're going to be expanded in the universe so that they are no longer a part of your life. And they are just drifting away out there in the flow of energy in the universe, going to wherever it is that they truly need to be. And some of them are going back to whomever they came from. And that's fine. That's wonderful. You don't need to worry about where they go anyway. And you are now being brought this beautiful energy of unconditional love. And it's filling every cell of your being. And it's melting the walls. The walls that say you are not successful, they're gone. The walls that say you can't have that money, they're gone. The walls that keep you from living in the truth of who you are, they're all just melting away. And now you get to make the choice about who you truly want to be. And if you are willing to accept all of this shifting in your energy, moving of the negativity and into the love, the unconditional love, and say yes. And your soul is definitely saying yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, so now they're showing you this image, and your wall is gone. And you're just sitting there looking out at all of those different opportunities that are there for you, all of the choices that you have. And now you can begin moving towards the ones that you choose, because this is your life, and it is based on your choices. And nobody else can dictate what you do and do not do. This is you. Be the incredible, successful business owner that you are meant to be. That's part of what you came here for. Accept that and allow it. And know that you are working with the Creator. So all you need to do is let the Creator know what you desire and then allow the Creator to bring it to you in whatever way is for your highest good. And you will not know the way. You will not know the ending of everything. You will live one moment at a time, one step at a time. And you don't need to be concerned about all the rest of that stuff because you trust the Creator. And that's all you need to. Okay, they're showing me that things are shifting for you. And they're just saying to follow your heart, follow your heart, follow your heart. because it is your choice. And that's really all they wanted to tell you. So if you have any additional questions as a result of any of that, or if anything came up, or if you're feeling any pain or tension about anything, let me know so we can take care of that part of it as well, because I'm not seeing anything else right now. But if you are feeling something else, let me know. So they want me to talk about the beauty of life. And I know that so often it feels like there is no beauty in life. Now you listen to the news and you hear about all the horrible things that are going on. You listen to the political candidates for president in the United States and you wonder, well, what kind of insanity is all of this? It's all part of the transition out of chaos, believe it or not. Sometimes you have to go through a lot of chaos before you get to the transition out of chaos. And it's a matter of waking up a lot of people who have been just kind of going along and waiting for things to get bad enough to actually notice. And so that's part of all the political stuff. But when you trust in God, the Creator, whatever name you want to use, when you have that trust and that knowing that you are not alone, and you're not, and that everything is going to be for your highest good, and it is, then you don't have to worry about all that stuff. You don't have to watch the news. You don't have to listen to the political debates. You really don't have to take any of it personally. You can look at it and go, oh, that's really interesting. But you don't have to take it personally. Because it's when we don't take it personally, we let it go. It becomes like those clouds drifting through the sky. You don't take those clouds personally. They're just clouds moving through the sky. Well, most of the things that you think are just thoughts drifting through your mind. You don't need to take them personally. You don't need to analyze them. You don't need to decide that that particular thought means that something bad is going to happen in my life. Just see them as clouds drifting through the sky and just let them go on by. You may notice them, but let them go. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for us to do. To actually just allow ourselves to be. To just let things go. We are taught to fight, to agonize, to struggle and work really, 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 really hard to create what we want. And the truth is, life doesn't have to be that way. Because it's not you alone. It's never you alone. The Creator is with you. And look around you. The Creator created all of that. Everything you see. Everything you are. So why on earth do you believe that the Creator can't create what you wish for? Allow yourself to be in that energy of allowing your creations to come into your life. And don't see it as problems, issues, obstacles. See it as blessings. Be thankful. Be thankful for the things that you hate the most. That's a big challenge. But if you change that energy from hate to love, miracles happen. They really do. And I've seen this in my own life when I decided to quit hating something and to actually love it. And most of the time, the thing that I was hating that was hanging in my life and I couldn't get away from disappeared when I stopped hating it. Because then I wasn't feeding it my energy. I wasn't making it stronger. Because what you resist persists, and that's true. So stop hating things. Start thanking the Creator for them. Start seeing them as blessings, because they are. They allow you to learn the things that you need to learn to create your life. Allow yourself to accept the blessings that you've been given. And know that it's all for your highest good. Notice who you are being. Notice what you are bringing into your life. Notice whether or not it's what you desire. Express your gratitude for it. Decide to love it all and let it go. And that changes everything. So we've come to the end of another show. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget, I do those 20-minute discovery sessions that are free. And if that's something that you want, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the Schedule Now buttons, which are these big green buttons on my website, and book your discovery session so we can work on letting go so that you can receive. I love you all, and I hope you have an amazing day. And I will be back on Friday, and Friday is Laughter Yoga Day. So if you want to laugh, join me on Friday. Until then, have a beautiful life. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye, everybody.